Fine, back to the chef.
Morning, everyone. Happy birthday. Today is your Aleph Adar, right? That means, come here, can read the Megillah today.
Huh?
The first day you can read the Megillah. That says the Mishnah Megillah.
Isn't there a Yahrzeit today?
Yeah, the Chidah is Yahrzeit today. Chidah is Yahrzeit. He's Yahrzeit every day. Today's the Chidah is Yahrzeit.
It's the fact that I started to learn Torah, and I don't know why, but I'm trying.
Yahrzeit.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So now, Baruch Hashem, we're going to try to learn some Torah. With Hashem's help. Fine, Baruch Hashem, let's learn some Torah. What are we holding in the Gemara? One more camera, it's a good camera. Oh, so really we're holding by Amaler of Ach, Abrei the Reveler of Ashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the top.
22A?
Yeah, 22A, yeah. He said it's 22A? Okay, Oshia is.
Chafez
Amaral. Chafez Amaral. It's a chos for Daniela Bas Chava. Somebody. Someone wants his chus to do tshuva. They gave some money for the svarim for next man. This one's for the Gemara, and they asked to give the shir first chus for them. And yellow baschav, the shir to do tshuva.
Amen.
Fine. Amalar b'al the revelar Rashi. Vililki nami, let us give us malchus. What does a lama before a word mean? It means let us also. Vililki nami, let us also give malchus. Mishom leisavi te'eva el beisecha. You shouldn't bring a abomination into your house. Why? Why should you get this? Israel, let's tell you to Eva, Abba Secha. What happened? What's our story again? If we remember our story, this guy cooked Gidhad Nasha with milk, and we said he gets 5 different lavas. And now we're trying to add on another one. We're trying to add on a 6th one. So the Umar asks, let him also get 4 for this Israel of bringing a table. What's the table he brought into his house? We're in the case of Asherah, right? What happened? What happened in the last Gemara? What do we say the case was? The Gemara said the case is he's cooking with Asherah wood, right? What's he using for his firewood? He's using Asherah wood, which is of a dessert. Saying so then you should get another Israel also. You should get a 6th Israel of, you're not allowed to bring abomination into your house. You're not allowed to bring the stuff into your house. It's a good question.
Is in the house. What do you mean outside? Well, that's fine, it would be okay.
In your courtyard also, it's a problem. It's still a problem. Still a problem. You can't bring it
into
your...
Public domain
is okay. Yeah, but the problem is the guy is cooking in his house. We're saying, you're trying to give me a case where you get 5. Let's say if the guy brought the wood into his house, there's 6. Right? Say, if there's a store, usually you cook in your house. Right? Usually you don't cook in the street, like unless you're making a barbecue. Let's say the case is... Let's say he brought it into his house.
There's a barbecue in the park.
Fine, that's not the case. We're saying you could have a case where there's 6. Because that's a normal case. Most people normally, unless you're
but
normally,
still, it could be usher to do it in the park also.
Yeah, I don't know if you would get this isher l'savet te'eva el beisach. I don't know if it's you bring it te'eva into your house. You wouldn't get the isher necessarily if you're in the park. Yeah. But since you're doing it in your house, we're assuming you're cooking in your house. That's a normal place to cook. What? Oh, okay, fine. So what does he want to say over here? So he's saying maybe you should get that Israel also. Fine. So Gemara says, Elohacham asking, rather, what are you talking about? Kagun Shabishloi ba'atzei hektish. You cooked it with wood that was supposed to be donated to hektish.
Ah.
The warning's from over here. Vashareihem, and their avidazara wood, avashira wood, tisrafo be'esha, you should burn in a fire. But loidatsu kein l'ashem alikachem. Don't do this to Hashem your God. Hashem your God's wood, you should not burn. So it's an Isser to burn hektish. So that's going to be the 5th. That's going to be the 5th Isser. Fine, very good. So that's our 5th Isser. Instead of saying you're burning Asherah wood, you're burning hektish wood. So instead of saying, we thought originally the case was, the 5th case was that you're burning, you're doing havari, making a fire on Yom Tov. Say, no, the case is you're burning wood that belongs to hektish. That's the 5th case. Good? Everyone's happy? Fine. Fine. Comes in wine, asks, what does the say? Simin Shan Bai Shnaz. What's Shan Bai Shnaz stand for?
Snabi Shnaz.
What? Snabi Shnaz. Snabi Shnaz. Fine. Snabi Shnaz. What does that mean? It's a rabbi's name?
This is the pneumonic.
So it's
an abbreviation.
It's a type of food. So it's a type of food.
It's a mnemonic,
whatever mnemonic means. Basically, it means that different letters stand for different things. Yeah. Basically, what is a shin? So we're going to bring a bunch of questions now. Everybody learned the Gemara, right? You can see a lot of questions. We're going to ask this much more lab. So the shin stands for Reb Hashia. It's a lot of the middle letters of their names. The shin is for Reb Hashaya, which is going to be the first question. The nun is for Chananya, right? The third one, the base, is for Reb Avohu. The base in Avohu. The Aleph is for Abaye. Aleph is for Abaye. And the Yud also is for Abaye, because Abaye is going to ask two questions. So Abaye gets two letters.
Okay.
Aleph and the Yud is for Abaye. And the Shin is for Ashi, Reb Ashi. The Nun is for Ravina, the Nun and Ravina. And the Zayin is for Reb Zeira.
Wow. How is that a sin?
That's because you don't know anything. You don't know how to remember things. You know how to make... The Gemara said, "This is how you can remember if you remember by heart." Because like a lot of old, it's very hard to give the first letter of each name.
Yeah.
Right. You're gonna give hach. What do you say? Hacha, hacha, ah.
No,
three of them.
That's the way they designed their own names.
What shin? He said, "My name is shin."
Whichever letter you see there for each one of them is how they signed their name.
It's interesting.
They signed it with that letter.
What's their signature on their checks?
So
they only signed with one letter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Abaye signed with two.
Ah, interesting.
Here they're writing that in this case the same, and Abaye has two because he has two questions. That's why he has two letters. Interesting. Because usually when the Gemara says Simon, it means, usually when it says Simon, it means like a Simon to remember these things. Fine, either way, it's all good. Anyway, Simon Shamashnas. Let's see the Gemara. Matzler, Fashayi, or Shayi, ask the question, Malikshiv, not me. Has a Rea Benachal Esa. You should have also counted a case. Now, where are we going back? Now we're going back onto our Mishnah. We're finished with those cases. Now we're going back onto our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you told me, how many times you chayiv? Eight. You chayiv eight times, right? So he's saying maybe also you should be chayiv a ninth time for what? For Azariah ben Nachal Eitan, someone who plants in Nachal Eitan. Now what in the world is Nachal Eitan? It's a nice valley?
No.
Oh, it's not a nice valley?
It's someone's died.
Someone died.
And they don't know what happened.
Right.
So they had to bring a offering.
Aglarufa, right.
And then chop, you know, chop it.
Break its neck, right. Break its neck.
And then, well, let me finish. So they can't use that dowry.
Right. Oh, so what's the halacha? Halacha's like this, right. Good. So what happens, what's the halacha? Aglarufa. What happens about Aglarufa? Aglarufa, right, you find a dead person in between two cities. What do you do? What? Whoever's close, they measure who's closer. Whoever's closer, there are the zakenim of the ear coming out. What's going on here? Everything's good? Okay, so what's against the Eglah Rufa? So what happened by Nachal Eitan? So the halacha is, you have Eglah Rufa, right? You find a dead body between two cities. We don't know who killed him. So you measure the closer city. And the zakenim of the elders of that city have to go and throw a Eglah Rufa, a young calf, down into a valley. And the halacha is that valley is not allowed to be used. Because it's a valley that you don't plant, because you don't want you to enjoy and benefit from the fertilization you got from all the blood and all the body parts of this animal. So the Israel, the Torah, you're not allowed to plant over there. You're supposed to really put it in a place where nothing grows. Right? So we're saying, maybe if this guy was plowing in Nachal Eitan, in one of these places where they threw down the Eglah Rufa, so then also, he's getting another Isser. So you could have got a ninth Isser that he's plowing Nachal Eitan. It's good?
No.
Not good?
No, everything's perfect.
Fine. So let's go further.
But that's with warning, right?
You also found a bone there.
No, what?
You also found a bone there.
Also found the bone there.
That's the original
Yeah, fine. It's also based on Aquarius, also Nachal Eitan. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a bad place to be.
Yeah, dead guy, dead animal, dead people. Yeah, it's Shar Hamar. You coming with these things? Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, so what that says, I used to also say the case of Zerah, you're has a Rei Nachal Eitan, which really that thing is you're planting. But I guess we also understand that Israel also to plow in Nachal Eitan. It's interesting why Agumar said you're planting, because Agumar could just say you're plowing, it's also an Isser. But Agumar for some reason said you're planting. Anyway, we already explained in our Mishnah that you're really planting also, right? While you're plowing, you're covering over. But it's interesting, why could just add you're plowing, but here they want us asking you're also planting, besides you're planting Kalayim, you're also planting in Nachal Eitan, you're not going to plant over there. Va'azarasim mehacham. The warning is from here, because other pasuk say, Asher lo ye aved bayit. It's a place you should not, you do not work in it. The lizer, you don't plant there. What's referring to where you should throw the animal down. It's in such a place where you don't plant and you do not work there. And we understand the pasuk also means to tell us. The pasuk also means to tell us you're not allowed to plant or to work there once you throw down the Nachal Eitan. That's what we understand.
You think you're allowed to do there, but nothing.
Who's spite of this? Yeah. Fine. Masa Khanania, oh, so that's the case of Nachal Eitan. Good?
Couldn't it just have brought the first three words of the pasuk?
Which pasuk? Which one?
Asher lo
ye. Asher that lo ye of it, but you're not allowed to work, that you shouldn't work on it.
Couldn't it just stop there? That would be the renewal then. Okay, you can't cassette, so you can't plant. It says don't do work. It means you can't do anything.
What if, can I plant flowers?
Okay.
Work means don't work on it. What about flowers? I want to plant flowers. Can I plant flowers?
Can't do anything.
Lay oven. That means don't work. Doesn't mean you can't plant. What about, I'm not going to work on it. I'm going to plant pretty flowers. We can a flower garden.
Can't do anything there.
Oh, so lays are
red. I can't do nothing. I can't marry with my daughter there.
The more usually is cryptic and it doesn't want to add extra words, right?
It's not that it's the pasuk. This is the pasuk.
And the pasuk. So
it's true. I don't know. It's not. Right. I hear. I don't know why it says like. Also, yeah. I don't know right now why it says the extra the pasuk. Good. Wasn't where I asked next. And then you're asking on this. You run on this. No. Fine. I say no.
There's a. Okay. This is. It normally can't be done, but it can be done with extraordinary effort to plant.
There is a different thing. There is a heter that you could. Right, it's true. Once you already turn over the whole land, you can plant sometimes. Fine. Masker of Chanani, let's see the Gemara further. Chanani asks the question, we should also consider the case of one who erases Hashem's name while he's walking. Let's say they put down while you're plowing. Your plow is also running over a, let's say you put out a sefer with Hashem's name, and you're erasing Hashem's name at the same time while you're plowing. The warning that you're not allowed to do something from here, it says v'ibadatem es shemam. You should, so to speak, make lose out and like destroy the name of v'ibadatem es shemam, the names of the avodah zara. But for loyta asun ken, you shall not do this l'Hashem elokeichem to Hashem your God. So we have an iser to erase Hashem's name. You should erase the names of avodah zara, but you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. That's why it's question about this shemam l'ata as l'Hashem elokeichem. Ask another question. You should also consider the case of that you are cutting off your baharis. What's a baharis? Taras. I don't really understand how you do this while you're plowing.
That's got to be. You got to have a sharp plow, probably, and be very accurate.
And also do acrobatics. To be like under the plow. No, it could be it's time. You're doing it while you were on the plow.
Question is the baharis being taken off by the. By the blade of the plow, or I gave an example, maybe he's on the plow and there's a tree coming up, so he's like, oh, let me put my arm out and scrape off this comparison.
It sounds like it's from the plow.
It has to be from the plow, so you have to really create it with your hand under there.
To get your hand.
Archibald says that if he did it while he was on the plow with another implement, then he would not be hired.
Wouldn't be hired. Okay, Archibald says.
I'm talking about that.
See, Archibald says it's not talking about that. Archibald said.
And it has to be the blade of the plow, or it could be the handle. It
doesn't matter. From something in the plow action. Probably sounds like the blade, because it's one through in the same action.
If you don't not bend it, Shaman, what you get correct?
No, it's not correct. It's a mitzvah that say try to destroy their name. It's a mitzvah that say to try to destroy the name of the Avodah Zarah.
So what do you get for that?
You get a mitzvah if you do it. If you destroy their name.
If you don't do it, you don't get
nothing? There's no mitzvah. You're supposed to do it if you can. If you don't do it, it's like any other mitzvah that say. We don't punish you if you don't do a mitzvah that say in this world.
We don't have to run to go do that mitzvah. It's in front of us, we do it, correct?
Mm-hmm. It's like any mitzvah. It's available. You try.
A lot of mitzvahs I don't want to do.
Get moving. Fine. Okay. So what are you saying here? So maybe you're also erasing Hashem. Oh, so now here's what I was asking. Maybe you're also cutting off your thing, your growth, your from Taras. Maybe also at the same time. And right through while you're plowing.
What does that have to do with plowing?
While you're plowing, you stuck your hand under the plow or something. You got it, you're scraping your baharis off your hand.
It could be on your leg, right? Or your foot?
It could be anywhere, technically. You could stick your foot under the plow.
Is it indirect?
It's direct. You're sticking your foot under it. You hook the thing up to the handle.
You're scraping it off using the blade of the plow.
Or another example could be that Brina Vihad Achana says, it could be you're cutting off someone else's baharis. You're sticking someone, pushing some other guy under the plow. Whatever. That you're cutting off someone else's baharis. That's what they bring that here from the earth and earth. Is it the right to cut off someone else's baharis? Or a guy comes to you and says, oh, you're a skin doctor, cut off this wart that I have. And you want them to chop your saras off. It's also, he'll get the is it the right of chopping off your saras.
Come to the skin doctor while he's farming his field. Just use a farmer.
Oh, what? Oh, but they also may have. Let's see the Gemara. Where's the warning from? He's showing Bnei Gitzaras, be careful.
Did you
I skip something?
No, I thought you did that.
He's showing Bnei Gitzaras. The warning is be careful with the Bnei Gitzaras. Is it with me? You have to be careful. You have Gitzaras. How do you be careful? You be careful not to chop it off. And we're learning he's Shomer over here. Is the law. The law is he's Shomer, like we learned the Gemara earlier. Even when it says he's Shomer, also it's a negative commandment. If you transgress it, you get Malchus. Right, what's the law of such a Gemara?
I want to say that comes under plowing.
While you were plowing. We're just saying, technically speaking, it could happen.
Plowing.
While you were plowing, the guy stuck some of his Baharis underneath. And he also, while he was plowing, he also chopped his Baharis off.
Not Julian, regretting the latest plowing.
He's fun. Let's say that.
Plowing is not causing it.
Of course, it's causing it. You stuck your hand under the thing is going. You stick your hand under. You caused. You stuck the guy. Stuck his thing under.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really know. He probably is an expert at like maybe the Baharis sticking. I just stuck the Baharis right under. I don't know exactly how he did it. Too talented.
Experience in this type of thing.
Yeah, maybe yes.
Like guys are
going to him. Unless it's on your foot and you're playing barefoot.
Yeah, I don't know how the guy chopped my hair off and scraped it off and then getting his foot chopped off. I don't know.
Each one of these is suggesting another law. We have nine now.
Yes, correct.
Each one
and you should get another malchus. Fine. Maskev la abaya abaya is the question. We have another case. Let's say someone removes the chayshin from the eifah. Last week's parasha. The choshen, the breastplate, supposed to be connected to like the ephod, the whatever it's called, the ephod,
yeah,
the apron. The breastplate is supposed to be connected to the.
What is it like an apron?
Apron, ephod, apron.
It's like a sash.
I don't know what it is.
I remember in English.
It could be. So. What's the is it the right to remove the choshen from the ephod? So we're saying maybe now also maybe you're getting an Ezra for removing it from the ephod. Now how do you get it while he's plowing? So here, this question has to be going in the Ritva says we're going in the Shita of Hanania ben what was his name in our Mishnah? Hanania ben Chachinai. The Hanania ben Chachinai in the Mishnah was saying we're counting cases which are not necessarily in the same action as you were plowing. Correct?
I don't know.
Because over here, what's the guy doing? He's wearing the chayshin without the ephod. So that's not really connected to the plowing, right? But still, he has to go in the shita chachinoi. He's saying, according to him, also I have another one. So he had nine, right? Because he had the case that you're wearing shatnez. So as you guys are wearing shatnez, on top of the shatnez, he's wearing the chayshin. So this guy. So really, this question is at him that you should get 10 at this question. That's what they speak out. Fine. Or, b'hameser b'adi ha'aron. Let's say someone removed the poles of the arms, the Isra derisa,
so like we're going to say. Did wear shatnez.
Yeah, because he had a heter,
so that fits in with the
mitzvah. So the Kohen Gadol outside of the Mikdash, not by the Avodah. The Kohen Gadol was having a Yerida a little bit. He was having a hard day. And he was wearing shatnez. And he took the chayshin off the ephod. He's getting on a plow. Yeah. So Kobi said then. Oh, so what's the next case? Or also he was like by the Aron, he pulled the poles out of the Aron, which is also Issa Deraisa. He's not allowed to pull the poles out of the Aron. So he's saying, or the Hemeser, someone removed the Badi Aron, the poles of the Aron. The warnings from here. Well, Yasser Mimenu, right? Says, right, the one positive says is don't remove the poles from the Aron. So, Yasser, don't remove it. And also the other positive says, like, Yizach HaChayshin, don't move the Chayshin from the Ephod. That's the other positive. Now over here, what exactly are you doing with the body of the arm? What are you doing with the arm? What are you doing with the pulse? How are you using the pulse?
How do you get in there to take the pulse? The guy knows the pulse go there once a year.
He figured out how to get in there. He pulled it out. He figured it out. What are you doing with the pulse?
Right.
Oh, so it says he used the pulse from the Aron to a plow. And a part of his plow, he said.
The Aron was used to
oh, they used to also take out the Muhammad. Not afterward. After his, they used to take out the broken loop. There's one Aron with the broken loop. There's different things that they took out. I don't know if they took out the real Aron. Always. Yes.
I know nothing.
That's true.
That sounds so much absurd. I don't
understand. We're not saying it happened. We're saying,
why would the Torah bring something like this into reality?
Because we're trying to figure out what's the most lavin you can get at once. He said,
we had an idea.
Bram said it's a trivia. It could happen. Who cares? If you know something?
Anything could happen.
As we have Bram, here's a pshat.
I don't know. Now I know nothing.
Rabbis.
Negative.
We play trivia today. This is what rabbis used to play.
I don't know nothing, but now I know
100%.
I know nothing.
Okay, good.
Goodbye.
And now we're going to read
with Greg.
Now we get.
Yeah. Now we can start. Yeah, what were we saying?
I was really thinking maybe it's just a sense of humor. They're probably having fun with this.
Yeah.
We had so much fun with it, they must have had a good time with it.
I'm sure they had a good time.
Like if you would tell
us it never happened and it's never gonna
happen. Try to figure out another thing that could fit in here. That's what they used to do, the challenges.
This is absurd. It's not absurd. It's something that I don't know how to explain it.
It's good.
It's good. You say it's good.
I can't.
Goodbye.
It's supposed to be something from logic. But I think it has to be a case. We're not saying something that happens. The Tana was trying to give us the case with the most lava.
Is it possible to happen?
It's possible. Nachon. When the Tana was giving us the most lava you get while you're plowing, he said, I have a case where you get 8 lava while you're plowing. So we're saying, I can give you much more. I can give you 20. You didn't get, you think you thought of all the cases. We have more cases for you.
It's like you pulling something out of the air and think, well, I can connect this somehow to one.
Right. Because you were telling me you give me the maximum number of Isurim. You thought you're a Talmud Chacham and you know the most. I can give you more cases.
They were testing our Emunah.
Testing our Emunah.
Such a
thing. Yeah, they weren't doing anything wrong. They're bringing another case.
But they're being a little strange here.
I think I'm saying correctly. Reb Shlakish. I was told that he used to give 100 things pro and against everything that was in the Torah.
No, only what they argued with Rebbechner.
Yes, I'm trying to say this, but he would just say, what a pro, if he was able to do something like that, what am I? What am I?
Oh, Machzeler Rashi, Felichshev Nami. Let's also consider another case. In our Mishnah, Chayrish, shown who plows, Ba'atzei Asherah, with the wood of the Asherah tree. Let's say you took Asherah wood, again, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Just like we said in the other case earlier, you're taking Asherah wood and you're using it to help you plow also. Ba'atzei Me'achah, the warning is from over here. The two is, you get to Isser, which Isser? It shouldn't be davik to you anything. It means you shouldn't connect with it at all. Davik Dazar. So don't connect yourself with Davik Dazar. Don't use Davik Dazar for anything. So there's also an Isser. Right? So there's another Isser. Let's say your plow was made out of Asherah wood.
Or a cross.
Or what?
Cut down a cross. Like an Uma.
Like an Uma, I took the cross.
Use it in the field.
Maskalar Ravina has another question. The Lichshev Nami could also consider another case of a Kaitet Ivanas Taivais. That one who cut down good trees, which good fruit trees. We know there's an Isser Deraisa that cut down a good fruit tree.
This is Ravina?
Yeah, this is Ravina. The Lichshev Nami ha Kaitet Ivanas Taivais. You cut down good trees. Vazarasim Yachon, the warnings from here. Because what does the Pasuk say? the pasuk leading up says, "Do not destroy the trees." Ki mimenu teichel, because from it you eat. Va'aisen ila tichres, you not cut down. Over there, what's it speaking about over there? What's it speaking about over there?
Plowing, you cut down a fruit tree.
Yeah, you plow. Or
is plowing with a fruit tree?
For the fruit tree, because that fruit tree is there. So over there it's the Israel, we know it's the Israel to cut that fruit. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, even when you're at war, you can't there cut down the fruit tree. Why do you want to cut down fruit trees when you're at war? So let's say you want to circle a certain country. And you know they're eating, I'm in the ready of the territory of their trees. If I cut down their fruit trees, they'll have nothing to eat. So even then, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. That's what the Torah says. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree.
I thought there was only America's soil. I didn't know.
No, even America. Not, anyway, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree.
Not at all.
Not allowed to cut down a fruit tree.
Okay.
Fine.
Can
now.
Branches of a fruit tree?
How many branches you cut down? Not the fruit tree itself.
We'll catch up on the revines.
Yeah, we're going to catch up on the revines. Okay. All the way up top on the revines. Where are we halting?
Good
question. I'm sorry, that's the actual question. He's shabbat b'negat teras. One, two.
We from the top. We didn't start yesterday.
We didn't do yesterday revans?
No.
I had a feeling first. I didn't realize. Which revans? All from the top. Mishum havara.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We gotta go backwards. So what happened in the Gemara earlier?
No.
So 1 second. Let's just try to see the revans on here, and then we'll try to go back. Let's see the revans, a few revans from today first. Let's see the revans. Hisham Rebbe Negat Taras. 8 lines from the narrow line. Down. Hisham Rebbe Negat Taras. Va'amrinon, we said, the koitzes baharta, that someone who cuts off their baharas, they cut off their growth, taras growth. Hakasam et davar, that's what the pasuk is speaking about. The Hishamer, and whenever it says the word Hishamer, who loisa say, it's a loisa say. It's a negative commandment which receives malchus if you transgress it. So since Revan saying said the word Hishamer over there, that's why it gets malchus. So he said, Milki Nami, give you malchus also for Atzei Ashera, for Kugain, for example. So you kalei macharesha, the kelim for your plowing, the utensil of the word, may Atzei Ashera, they were made out of Ashera wood. Or we say, Kaitis Ilanis Tavis, you cut down nice trees. But Halechazer, while you were going, that's what you were cutting down. It wasn't part of your plow. Fine. Those are the revans that we learned from the Gemara today. All these interesting questions why you could add more Yisurim. Now, let's go back to the top revan, Mishum Havara. Right? The Gemara said, remember the case we talked about, the guy cooked Gid HaNasha. What happened? The case the guy cooked Gid HaNasha with milk on Yom Tov. Right? So he said, you get Isur, one of the things you did wrong is Havara, you made a fire. Correct? Havara. Let's see the top revan, Mishum Havara. So, the Revans explain there's two different Isurim going on. There's one Isra of making a fire, and there's another Isra of cooking. Now, why aren't they one? You would think, how do you cook? You make a fire. So it's all one Isra. Some say it's not true. There are definitely two separate Isurim. What's my proof? Because let's say you cooked and your friend lit a fire. How many malchus are you chayiv?
One.
If you cooked and your friend lit a fire.
One, but he's
two. And the wise question, you cooked. In the Brisa, the way the Brisa wrote it down.
Two,
right, you're right. And the Gemara is going to say one. And originally we thought that it was two. Right, so we're saying you cooked and your friend made a fire. Two. So he's saying that's definitely two different Isurim. Even though it looks like one thing, you're cooking and making a fire, it's definitely two different things. It's two different Isurim. Now you're right, we're going to say you got one.
You're responsible for one, he's responsible for one.
That's right. Each person, correct. Each person will be high for one. So just like, that's what Yvonne's giving an example. He's saying, the Iave Ihu Maver. Let's say he would light the fire. The chaver and the vashel, your friend cooked. How about tarvayu chayom? Both of them would be chay. The maver umavashel, because making a fire and cooking, avos malachas, they're both different avos malachas. So what are we saying here? What we see, mechayim mishum yamtov, dying. You chay for yamtov too. Have aru ubishel, you're getting two isurim. So Revan's bringing us, so too, even if you do it by yourself, you'll get two Yisurim, Havara and Bishnal. That's the price of it. But then I had a question. What's a Abaye asking? Rabbi, you just told me. What did Rabbi tell me? That when you do, there's no Chiluk on Yom Tov. Even if you do two Malachas on Yom Tov, it's all one. As we said yesterday, correct? Maybe we remember a little bit. But we said on Shabbos, there is Chiluk Malachas. On Yom Tov, there's no Chiluk Malachas. So let's see the next one on the third line. Hey, Gimel Hachi Garcina, this is the right Kirsa. If there is such a rule, you only get one on Yom Tov, according to you, Rava. Ahavara loy l'chayim. You shouldn't be chayim for making the fire. Because you already made him chayim. Mishnah Bishul, you already chayim Malkus. So you might say, you know what, you're right. You're not really getting a second one for lighting a candle. Really making the, for making a fire. Making a fire and cooking is really all one Isser. So what's the fifth Isser then? It's not making the fire. The fifth Isser is, Kedanasha Shon Nevela. You're also eating Nevela, also eating dead carcass. The Leica, you get Malkus. Afish of Nevela Shacha, all because you ate Nevela. But then we ask, that then it should be Shalish al Bishulai. Why? Because Bishul Basar Chala, first of all, you cook Basar Chala. Ubishul Shalai Litzarech Yamta. And also cooking even after Yamta. Fahavar Shalai Litzarech. Ushtaim Achilase. Then there's also two for eating. Achilas Kiran, the kid. Because you ate Kiran Hashem. Fahachilas Basar Chala. Fahem Isan, if it's true, if it is. The machkas havara that you're taking, removing the scenario of havara uma ailas achila achilas nevela. You're putting in achilas nevela. Haver isla gimel achilas. So you should come ask three on your eating. Meaning, what was the wise question? Originally, the wise said we originally had. Originally, we had three for eating. What was the three storm we had?
Cooking,
bas v'chalav.
Eating them together?
What do you have? What's the chashuv there? Cooking, bas v'chalav, and cooking for na'av v'tzarech yom tov. Good?
Right.
And cooking, na'av v'tzarech yom tov. So it's three isurim. Good? What does Rivan say? One for cooking, bas v'chalav.
One, cook, bas v'chalav.
There's three for cooking. One is when you're cooking, pasta, v'chalav, milk and meat. What's the other one? First one is cooking basar v'chalav. The second one is you're cooking on Yom Tov. You're cooking on Yom Tov and you don't need it. That's the second one, cooking on Yom Tov. Right? And the third one was you are making a fire. Making a fire on Yom Tov. So originally we thought you're getting three makos in the act of cooking. First of all, because you're cooking basar v'chalav. Second of all, you're cooking on Yom Tov for no reason. And third of all, you're making a fire. Good? So we said there's three for cooking. Then we said there's two for eating. What's one eating? One is because you're eating basar v'chalav. Right? You're eating basar v'chalav. And the second one is because you're eating gedanash. So the price is said you're getting three sort of for cooking and two for eating. Right? So how can you tell me that you took this one, you put this one in parentheses, right? And you added one to this list of eating. So you told me it's an available. So this is the worst question. The Bryce tells this Bryce afterwards tells me the Gemara tells me there's three for cooking and two for eating. According to what you're saying now, you deleted this case of fire. You added it kind of there's two for cooking, one for eating basar v'chalav, one for cooking basar v'chalav, one cooking, and three for eating. One because eating basar v'chalav, another because eating gid. The third of eating nevela. So how could this be? How could nevela be the third case? How could this be the fifth malchus over here? So that's the Gemara answer. You're right. Really, take out the case of
fire,
but instead replace it with nevela, which would be on this side of the list. By eating, we need it to be on this side by cooking. Then the case was that you cooked with atzei kodesh. My first said atzei kodesh. We said the third one's going to be wood of kodesh.
So the wood from Avodah Zorah is actually going to be a sixth one, or it's replacing the fifth?
Avodah Zorah also we don't like, but then it's the fifth. So we say it's going to be the wood from...
Well, we said that one we didn't like, it's a sharer, because then it would be over two.
Right.
And that would give us six. We're going to get five.
Right, good. So we ended up right at the end of the Gemara, we came back with this point. So again, we thought we were going to add, the case was that we were adding that it was also Nevela. So then it's okay, we need to match up. I need to come out, I have to have three on this side, and two on this side. If you're going to put it over here, the Vela is going to be three on this side. So you know, put another case, you would use the wood to the third Isser for cooking fine shkaf now, we're trying to have chutz chaim now. What? Then we're saying that wasn't the case. The case wasn't available.
We
threw it out. That wasn't the scenario, because if it would be an avela, you would have a six lot, a seven, a six lot.
So it's back to the
fine shkaf.
It
will, but not as a. That's what we're holding
right
now.
Because as a chef tomorrow.
Right now.
Come on.
Don't
ask it. It just said the 99.9 cents
coming today.
But
it doesn't come
today.
Holy.
Is that
50%? I got a phone call.
You want to
go downstairs?
You can go down.
You need to have
Ruach HaKodesh. He's still going to be there 5 minutes. We're going until 12 o'clock, but you can walk down. Can we do Chavetz Chaim here? Okay, Rabbi said, let's Rabbi said that they're ready.
Fine.
More than this, we found the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be mishtatet with a Lashon Hara when he has problems. Shem said, if you have problems, if you speak Lashon Hara, I'm not going to keep him. What does it say over here? What does it say over here? It says that a person who has tzaras, Hashem does not want to help them when they have problems. If he speaks Lashon Hara, this is that. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all the tzaras that come to you, I want to help you. Besides, if you speak Lashon Hara, then you should hide yourself. I can't help you. Hashem says, I can't help you. What's in the mashal? The Chazal say mashal. You have a rich guy who wants to help a poor man. He needs money. If rich guy, so he goes to a small city to help him with money. Right? He tells the poor guy, okay, you need money, I can help you. But what happened? He told him, but just because I can help you with money, don't think you get bitten by a dog. Don't rely on me. If you get bitten by a dog, I can't help you. That's what I'll say. That's what a rich man tells him. If you need money, you need food, fine, I'll help you, I'll buy food for you. You can rely on me for that. But don't think you can just rely on me for everything. Because if you get bitten by a dog, I can't help you. My money's not going to help you. So Hashem says the same thing. Hashem says, if you want me to help you, I can help you. If you can't beat me by a dog, I'm not going to help you anymore. That's what Hashem says. Because Joseph Chazal says, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, says, if they get beaten by a dog. So of course Hashem can do everything, but Hashem says, I don't want to help you. He said, I want to help you with all your issues, but if you, when a certain level, I don't want to help you anymore. You get bitten by a dog. Like Chazal says, someone who speaks Lashon Hara, they have no refuah. Just so do they still have a Kelab Shaita? Anyone who got beaten by a Kelab Shaita also has no refuah. Through people, four. That was chapter, middle of chapter, something, chapter 4. Through being misfiled by kayach, and when a person puts kayach into the tefillah, that this is how a person marries the emunah. Zion. People who deny the nisim, they say that everything is just nature, and every time nisim happen, they cover it over. These people damage the emunah very much. And they also damage the tefillah, damage Eretz Yisrael, and these people are the ones who are lengthening the galus. And according to Ches, according to the amount of lack of emunah we have, that's how much Hashem hides His face, and Hashem gets upset at us. And then the tzaddikim run away from covet, and the world doesn't have a true leader to lead the world. But when we break our kash with rachmanis, we want to get upset, and instead we have mercy. This is how we sweeten Hashem's anger. When we want to get angry and we break our anger, that's how we break Hashem's anger. And then the tzaddikim emes, they recover the covet, and they could rule, and then we could merit a real true leader that could bring everybody to the true tachlis.
Chapter was that?
It's all
this is all
on MS and Amun. It's all the beginning. All the first chapter. All on MS and Amun.
I can't understand.